It does look like this is happening in New Orleans for the upcoming Super Bowl. Limited edition menu in select U.S. restaurants landing in New Orleans, Louisiana, home of Popeyes for the big game. I just retweeted it as well. It looks like they got a collab here, Clint. You want to go ahead and read these off? Because this collab here, because Reposado, I don't want to take that away. I know that's one that you love, but they got three. It's a deal here, Tyler. They got three menu items. And like I said, we'll see how real this is. The 31st, they had a video out, Popeyes and Don Julio, saying they were going to announce what they were going to do on the 31st, this partnership, this collab. Go ahead, Clint.
I'm going to cheat. I'm just going to tell you, I am very committed. I am very committed to Popeyes.
You going to cheat?
I'm cheating. I mean, there is no straying for me.
I'm fired up about this.
I strayed for the chicken sandwich one time when it was hot back in the day. I am a three or five piece, one of the two, spicy, all drums, large red beans and rice, sweet tea, large sweet tea. That's it. I can't go to Popeyes and not get that. Now, I may add something if I'm really feeling frisky, but that's it. This going to make me cheat. Reposado flavored Louisiana garlic three-piece wings with specialty sauce. Smoke. Reposado, by the way, being...
What is that going to taste like?
Sounds zesty.
Reposado is typically a little bit sweeter. That's aged a little bit longer. It's a little bit sweeter than the tequila that most people out there typically shoot. So you got to get beyond that. All my folks that have been sick off tequila shots in their teens.
Louisiana garlic.
Yeah, and then... a reposado flavored chicken sandwich, and I don't have that roll. I don't know what that kind of roll that is.
Concha,
something like that. Roll. I don't know the roll, but a reposado flavored chicken sandwich sounds.
So is that when it says the
well.
Roll, like it's the flavor is coming in the roll? They're gonna mix.
I guess
the reposado.
They're talking sushi.
I don't know. And then there's a spicy strawberry hibiscus flavored lemonade mocktail. I believe you should bring you a bottle of Don Julio and go ahead and just
pour
mix
it in
that.
There.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That was what I was thinking.
Sounds like you boys got a meal planned already waiting for you.
Yeah, this is worth it. I bet Don Julio, we got to find out who Don Julio and Popeyes, we got to find out who they are major sponsors for or if they're having their own Super Bowl party, and I got to try to pull some former player strings and see if I can't get us in.
I'm
that joint.
Be right there next to you.
Absolutely.
So many good meats. Do you like the combo signage? What the hell am I looking for?
Logo. Absolutely. The rooster the Popeye's chicken behind the DJ. Don Julio lettering. Absolutely. That is tremendous.
Yeah, that is them. Hey, them wings. They got with that black and ranch dip they got.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Them wings.
I am very intrigued.
Are you going to try to limit my ass to a three-piece?
No, I imagine they'll get you.
I need six.
I'm going to go ahead and, now at the party, if we get into the party, you can't demand six. You get three, Ron.
Now, they're sending sweet tickets from the Texans game.
No. See, y'all, again, you don't know what you're going to get until you... Open up your mouth. Closed mouths don't get fed. Right. Then you be over there pissed with your three and say, damn,
I ain't got enough.
You done got six? Yeah. And I'll try to get my six to get it all the way down to three. How about five?
I'd probably get three and take one right to go.
Hey, throw me a four.
Can I be honest on this on this Popeyes topic, though?
Please do.
After giving Tyler so much hell about his tender eating ass.
Oh, you would like it in the tender.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I go three or five piece all drum spicy, I need to be at the house. I need to be somewhere I can sit down.
You go right? All drums, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, most of the time I'm eating on the run. I'm not waiting until I get home to eat. So it's got to be something I can feed. But like, I got to be able to sit down and work, right? So when I'm driving like long, going home, going like driving long distance, I used to stop in Little Rock all the time and then I'd turn around, mess around, stop halfway too again. It was unbelievable. But I'm going to be honest with you. They're spicy tenders. They're spicy strips. I can't remember what they call them. I think they call them tenders.
I get the spicy tenders.
Hey, man. Dipping in that. You said that black and ranch.
Ooh.
Hey, man.
I've spilled some black and ranch on my thigh many a time trying to negotiate.
Strain your neck trying to get down there licking.
I'm talking about driving, trying to dip that bad boy in there and then on the inside of my leg.
I typically do the jalapeno with the drum. Like if you get the real chicken, bone-in chicken, I'm doing a jalapeno with that.
Hey,
amen.
The hibiscus with the, if you get some Don some, Julio, yes, that one I am.
So many. Am
there's a lot going on there. I'm not that pink fruity drink definitely's got show written all over it.
All over. That is.
I'm not a big. I mean, it not because they don't taste good, but just because they're full of sugar, and typically I would drink too many of them, so I don't
like them spicy drinks.
Text line coming through. Going to make me drive 8 hours. That conca bread is a Mexican sweet bread. I'm sure. Is it concha or is it conca?
You got me.
It's a Mexican sweet bread. For coffee, looks like seashell. Yeah,
it does look like a seashell.
I can never pronounce it right, but it's definitely sold like in the Fiesta food stores. They sell them in like their pastry fresh bake department. Yeah. They look pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Text line, call me out, boys. Tequila and chicken ain't doing it for me. Popeyes ain't coming up.
What?
Easy either. Yeah, no, man. Well, man.
Look, I'm gonna tell you here. I'll be real. It's either gonna be really good or awful.
I'm willing to try it.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, anything with Popeyes on it and Don Julio on it, I'm willing to try. I absolutely.
This might be even better than the KFC famous.
Like if they overdo the reposado, if they overdo the tequila flavor, as much as I like tequila, it's gonna be hard for me to stomach. I ain't gonna lie to you. But if it's just a hint,
that's what I'm saying. They got to make that right. That because I can in my mind. That reposado with that Louisiana garlic, that like if that isn't overpowered, that could be nice with that black and ranch. Okay, wait for this.
Yeah, I'm jealous. That's gonna be good.
Any chance they're bringing that thing around Radio Row? That'd be nice. They were just walking around Radio Row with it. Here, have some. That'd be nice. With that. I want the hat. I want a hat of this logo.
That logo on it.
I want a hat.
I'm telling you, like I'm serious. I know we driving. I may have to go and scoop up some Don Julio just to mix already for that spicy strawberry hibiscus.
Hey, get the good stuff now.
That looks tasty, man.
I'm gonna get the good stuff. I'm just gonna get a deal.
What a collab.
I'm serious, man. You gotta stop this this KFC famous bowl thing.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're good.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Never had a bad one.
If I'm being honest, it's disrespectful.
You just keep parachuting in and getting out. You keep parachuting in and then jumping out.
Mashed taters.
I'm trying to ignore it.
Some corn, some chicken bites, mix that thing up.
Ooh! Yeah, that's
delicious.
That's gonna be tasty. That's gonna be, like, I mean, that's the genius of this. Like Clint said, I don't know if this is going to be good, but damn if this ain't, like, intriguing.